man, or you, from the moment you were born, you start to think about providing for yourself. No, it is when you become a man that you start thinking about providing for yourself. You know, so women also, when they become women, they start to provide for themselves. And before even getting married, or I don't know why people will feel like not getting married should be a reason for depression. Everybody has their own ways or feelings or how they feel about certain things. But when it is presented in the light that, you know, women have just minute reasons to be depressed, I strongly disagree with that.
Okay, I can respect that position. We need more female insight. We need more female expression relating to the female experience of depression. So yes, we encourage a few more female callers on the show. We're going to go back to calls in just a second, but let's hear from Akatu so that my legs can stay intact. Yes, you're Akatu.
I've been shouting that cup last all night. it's something I've been looking at for quite a while, to be honest, over the past couple of years. And women, one of the callers said, men are more likely to be depressed. That's just wrong. Women are twice as likely to be depressed. And there's a number of different reasons for that. That's the first part of things. So if you look at things like even what women have to deal with in terms of puberty and how they're dealing with sexuality, conflict with parents, pressure at school to be able to achieve as much as guys, it's difficult. Menstrual issues, pregnancy, how women handle that, postpartum depression, handling all the hormonal issues that come with that, menopause, life circumstances, how women have generally tend to have less equal power and status than men, work overload, sexual and physical abuse. I mean, if you start looking at all of these different things that men don't necessarily go through in this way, men are less likely. Women are, well, twice as likely. But that's one thing. It's something I've been trying to talk about for the past half an hour that's been scratching my to be honest. And it's about this idea that depression leads to death. And that, you know, people will go do something to themselves. I'm more worried about, to be honest, and it might come across as a bit callous, but there are people who live with depression. And that, for me, is more worrisome and more scary. Because there's some people who spend 20, 30 years of their lives being depressed, and they can't speak to anyone. They can't get any support. They don't understand what's going on. And they spend 20 years of their lives not being productive, being very upset, being generally not happy with life. And there's so much that they could do, and there's so much that they could gain from speaking to people. And this is something that I think we need to be able to address, that it's not all the time that depression leads to extreme actions. There are people who are living with depression right now don't know that they're depressed. That they're depressed. And they don't need to feel crushed by life. They should understand that you can reach out to people. There are people out there, that some of your family members, if it's not your family members, I don't know what the line are, I don't know what these organizations are, but some exist. And feel free to reach out to them if things are not working out for you right now. We should be speaking to these people. Some of them are out there right now. They've been going through this for quite a few years in some cases, or months, and not realizing that they're depressed. Let's just remember that there are people in these circumstances who are that borderline, where they're balancing life at the point of being depressed to a very, very, to an extreme state, and not to the extreme state, and just living life in this limbo.
I get what you mean, because, you know, I mean, most of the time when we hear about depression, it's usually when it's too late. We hear about some issue that has happened. What happened? The guy was feeling bad, though. You understand? And that's the reason why, and blah, blah, blah. You understand? So it's not really looking at it before it actually gets to that point, you know? And that's really what we need to be addressing. We need to be addressing people who are currently in that state, you know, early stages, medium stages, have been there for years, before they get to the point where they feel like, you know what, I give up. You know, or you know what, I'm going to do something as a result of it. You know, so we need to be spending more time finding out what's going on with people around us. Yeah, we've got loads of phone calls coming through. You know, so maybe we should take a few more calls, then we'll come back to you guys in the studio once again. Once again, as well, the number is 0700-993-993-993. Let's take a couple of calls. Hello. Oops, sorry, I lost that one. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Ibuka back again.
Hi, Ibuka. Yes, what's your take?
Okay, like Akatu said, you know, I sent on the WhatsApp that men's coping mechanism is stronger than the women's own. Those things are just pains. they face things, you know, it's just natural things. But depression is, you know, things that come into us, things that come to, just like your environment. I don't have money, you know, I'll be thinking how to pay my rent, how to do many other things. Those things will get into your head, you will like, let me vanish from this earth. Mm-hmm. But the other one is just normal thing. It happens to all women, all is pain. But everybody is prone to, like, you know, pay your bills, but it's more on the men. I don't know, maybe it's from our society. That's what I wanted to ask.
Mm.
Is our society causing this depression, or is it from our government? Just like the time you said, it's individual thing, how to fight or, you know, relate on these things or tackle, like, or about George Floyd. It's a personal decision to get. Then society, our environment, and they, you know, championing this depression. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that position. Yes, indeed, it's an important question for us to ask. You know, we need to find out the source of depression. I mean, the only way you can deal with something sometimes is to try and find out what is causing it, what's the root cause of it, because sometimes we deal with the surface reasons. You know, we feel like, you know, we're depressed because, you know, we don't have money. But, you know, but maybe the real reason why we're depressed is not because we don't have money, it's because we haven't set any goals in order to achieve or attain that said money or whatever it is, to get to the end goal of whatever it is. All right, so we've got lots of calls still coming through. Let's take maybe a couple more. I haven't heard from Red Lips in a while. Let's hear what Red Lips' thoughts are. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening. What's your name and where are you calling from?
You're talking to Olumide.
Hi, Olumide. Yes, what's your take?
All right. Let me put it this way. Personally, I'm going through that kind of situation right now, and I've been going through it for like 3 to 4 months. You see, sometimes when I hear people say that money, okay, I'm rich, I've got money, you get it, but I still get depressed. Now, okay, my cause of depression is a breakup. Do you understand? In fact, I poisoned myself when the thing happened, but miraculously, I just didn't die.
Wow.
And still yet, this person, you know, that I was involved in the breakup with, is still not, you know, kind of forthcoming. Do you understand?
Mm.
So I don't sleep at night. I don't do anything. Sometimes I find myself sleeping a lot.
Mm.
So when people talk about money, oh, money is, in fact, I had to go buy a new TV that costed me about $250,000 just to feel better.
Mm.
Maybe it could change some things, it could do some things. You know, sometimes it's just weird. You know, the breakup really took a lot from me. And it's not been easy. I've got money to do whatever I want to do. Money is not the issue. So sometimes when I hear people say, oh, money, this, that, I just wonder. Depression is an individual kind of thing. It's either male or female.
Mm.
Anybody can be depressed by anything at any point in time.
Does it help at all to talk to someone about it? Or is it something that you need to do something?
Let me be honest with you. Sometimes you don't feel like talking to anyone. Because you feel that even when you talk to these people, they still would understand. There are some people you will even talk to that will not even understand what you're saying. Do you understand? There are times when you talk to people that have not even experienced what you are going through. Do you get? So it's really, you know, a very terrible time. You know, in this breakup, you know, I've lost my sister, I've lost my mom. It's not been easy. So all these things compiled together, you know, really got, you know, the best of me. Sometimes I find myself sleeping a lot because I live alone. I tried sometimes to do things, just like I told you, I had to go buy a new TV. It's just funny. But still, at the end of the day, after doing those things I feel could make me feel better, I still have the emptiness. And everything just gets worse.
Well, what would you suggest to someone else that's going through this same situation? Is it something you're still currently dealing with, or is there a positive angle?
Yeah.
Yes.
You see, the truth is, there's only one thing that can always make us feel better. Like for myself, it was a breakup. Do you understand?
Yes.
Every day I pray and I wish the person could come back. That could change a lot for me. I don't even want to, like, I find myself going, I find myself just trying to go into other relationships, but it's not working. I find myself meeting ladies who at the end are just crazy about me, but I end up not being crazy about them. And I, and just not to make them feel bad, I just tell them, look, I've not gotten over my ex. Just try and understand. Give me time. Do you understand? So that on its own, you know, just gets... In fact, I don't know how to put it. But there was a time I just thought to myself, because I've drank Sniper once and I was miraculously saved. I didn't die. I just find myself trying to do it again.
Well, please,
you know,
don't.
It's just
please
like,
don't.
Okay, let me just end it.
The very fact that you called us, you're on this conversation, I don't believe in coincidences. You know, the fact that you actually felt the need to call us and speak about it is bravery in itself. I believe that it's also even a step in your own healing process, you know, as things are going on.
You see, sometimes I try to, talk to this person that I was involved in the breakup with. And, you know, it hurts more when somebody doesn't really understand you. You understand? And then tries to assume some things about you. Do you understand? So the whole thing just really got to me. Like, you're not getting the whole picture, but yet, you know. And at a point in time, there was a time when all this whole mixed up came through because, you know, she wanted to go back to her ex, you know, that kind of a thing. And at a point, she was telling me everything about him and stuff. And I just go upstairs. I said, like, you know what? You want to go back to this guy? I'm done. That day, she was crying like crazy, as in. And I was like, you want to go back to this person? If you don't want to go back, don't talk about him again. Do you understand? And I saw myself forgiving, you know, and still being there with her. But in the end, she eventually went back to this person and, you know, decided to walk away. And I was like, what the hell? You were the same person who was crying when I wanted to walk away. So what's the stress? You get it? And I do all, when I'm in love with someone, I can do anything for you. That's just me. You know, I do all just to make this person feel much better and everything. But in the end, it's not just, you know, and I ask myself, what's going on? Sometimes I envy people who have nothing and have a perfect relationship. I tell you, money doesn't make a relationship. I am rich. I know what I'm talking about. It's something I experience. Money doesn't make a perfect. Like some people say, oh, money. You see girls talking about, you see people talking about guys and girls, money thingy. For me, it doesn't work that way for me. So I ask myself, what's going on? And that on its own just gets me wondering.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to really say. You know, I think Jumi wants to say something at this point.
Well, I just wanted to just chip in a few things, right? I think that what you're going through, there are very many other people that are going through the same thing, and it's the way you choose to handle the situation, yeah, that helps you get out of depression, right? You've tried, like I heard you said, oh, you've tried to buy, you bought a new TV, but you're still dealing with the same thing, right? You said you could do anything for love or just to keep somebody that you love close to you. But if the person does not love you back, it's a waste of time and energy, which is the truth, right? And it's the reality of what you have to wake up from, right? So you need to start thinking of yourself. Love comes when you least expect. In fact, all the people that you might have met and feel like, oh, maybe when you meet somebody, you might think, oh, maybe this is the person. Stop thinking about maybe if this is the one or this is the thing, or people expect you to be with somebody, or you expect yourself that by this time you ought to be with somebody. It is a race you cannot win, right? Everything happens at its own time. So I feel that you shouldn't be too hard on yourself, right? because you're going through these things. And because you are wealthy, you have enough to take care of yourself and to even accommodate other people, right? Makes you feel like you shouldn't be going through the same, this kind of issues. I'm not a love advisor or something, but I mean, we all go through life, right? And we all have different experiences. But it is very, very important that you think of yourself and think of ways to get yourself out of the situation. First, stop expecting too much from people, right? Because we all do different things. If the person, your ex left you for somebody else, it's because she's not probably happy to be with you. Somebody that would love you and would be happy with to be with you. You wouldn't even need to even do anything for the person. The person will do everything for you.
And, you know, just to buttress Jumi's points, I mean, we all have, I mean, most of us have these kind of issues in the sense that, I mean, personally, I've had relationship issues. You know, I was married. I'm also divorced. You know, and when I got divorced, I was going through that. I was thinking that, you know, I would never fall in love again. It was one of those ones that relationship canceled. You know, one of them was that then you fully enter the world. Let me, you know, enjoy single life, you know, kind of thing. And then I met someone that, you know, I was fully interested in and I fell for. You know, so these are some of the things, you know, that you know, you don't plan for it. Like Jumi said, you don't plan for love, you know, so you have to maybe lower your expectations. Maybe you don't even have any expectations. And the focus is just on just living life, you know, taking care of yourself, you know, and spending time doing things you enjoy with people that you enjoy their company, you know, that bring out positive things in you. I think that's maybe the best thing we can say.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you so much as well for sharing this with us.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Take care. All right, yes, we're still talking about depression. All of us have certain issues that we've gone through. Please give us a call. Let us know what your thoughts are. And, you know, you could also share your own experiences. You know, as I mentioned, I've had my own personal experiences. Jumi's had hers. And, of course, all the other callers have had different experiences in various, you know, in various degrees, various levels. It's really just down to how we each individually deal with it. And, you know, the purpose of, I guess, this particular show is, you know, we're sharing ways in which we're sharing our coping mechanisms. You know, we're breaking things down so that we're better able to handle these day-to-day situations that we don't like, that, you know, that could put us in a bad place. Yeah, let's take a couple more calls.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, good morning. Ebuka.
Ebuka again. I have like 10 calls here, and how do you get through? Yes. What's your
take? You know, like last week, we talked about this faithfulness.
Yes, faithfulness was last week.
Yeah, so today again, I deal with you, so
thank you so much.
so this coping mechanism, like me, when I'm angered, when I'm vexed like this, I'll just sleep.
You just
when
sleep?
I feel like, yes, I'll sleep or I listen to music. Or the sleep will be like 5 minutes, or I'll just forget. I'll burn it down inside of me, get. I won't just react. Then everybody has their own. So for me, it worked for me. Now, like the last caller, like all you said about, so you should just find the area of interest. Like me, I listened to Lagos Studio. This program will do critical thinking, will dissect so many things, open-mindedness. Mm. So for depression or moment, if you begin to reason so many things, depression will just swallow you in this life. Mm. But we will overcome because let me know the scripture. Maybe the other day we'll talk. I'll see with you guys.
All right. Thank you so much for your contribution. Yes, let's hear from Red Lips, who was having a few mic issues. Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to hear him at this point. Yes, Red Lips, what's your take on this position? Okay, maybe not. Torpedo, we haven't heard your voice yet fully. Yes, what's your take on depression and what we've been discussing so far?
My belief is that depression is really very different from being depressed or jigger. It's really, I don't think it's like being in a pit and then saying, hey, get out of it. You know, you need help to get out of it. You were saying something earlier that some people are in a state of depression. It was Akata that was saying it, and they don't even have any idea. They're not drinking Sniper. They are not like, oh, what do I do? There is just a constant way of life for them. And they don't even know that that's what they're living with. Mm. To them, they're just like a weird kind of guy. Oh, I'm not going to drink Sniper. I'm not going to, but this is just the way it is. And they're living life like that. So things happening to you, you might feel bad, yeah, but it doesn't mean that you're suffering from depression. You might be in a depressed state. Someone died, really bad, you know. So those are the two distinctions that I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And the depression part is really the one that, you know, we really need to focus on how to help people. Because one, they might not know they're in it. Two, they might not know how to get out of it.
Mm.
And three, you know, getting out of it might just be not what they want to do. Like the last caller said, you know, he says, and Jumi was trying to tell him, you know, how to go. I think that kind of person should get angry. He should get angry. He should be like, what the hell? I gave you everything. Obviously, he has money and all of that. And I gave you everything. And you moved out. My job is to get angry and look for someone
better that would appreciate, you know, or even just view it in terms of that she's not the one, you know, just get the one for you, sort of thing.
And it would be better. And some of us that have suffered, you know, from relationships, you know, either getting married or whatever, you'll know that it would have been better to have broken off, you know, a relationship than going all the way and getting married, having children, and then now, you know, breaking it off.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Red Lips finally. Red Lips is back.
Before you go to Red Lips, sorry, Femi. I need to come in here because this is something. This is something that's quite close to heart.
Okay.
I need to say, and listening to that caller when he was saying and speaking about what he was going through, understand what he was through, and if he's listening, I hope he can understand this. That look, at the end of the day, life goes on. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But at the end of the day, every day you move on, you will heal. You will heal.
Time in itself.
And if you're not healing, speak to people. Go to the people who are closest to you. And if those people are not helping you heal, come to other people. Find the right professionals that are going to help you. And if that doesn't work, come. I'll say come to us.
Send us messages. Do not drop the mic. You can send me personal messages. My name is Femi Aribisala. You can find me on social media at Femi Aribisala. There's even a show on Nigeria Info on Sundays 9 to 12. I believe it's called The Who Cares Show, you know, which is designed for support, you know, so you can also tune into that, you know, and you know, discuss your matters with them. But the bottom line is this, you know, we may be strangers, quote unquote, and you know, on another level, maybe we're not strangers, given the fact that I'm in your house or I'm in your car right now, in that sense, you know. But at the end of the day, we know we're here to have these kind of conversations, and the whole purpose, you know, of this show is to, you know, engage each other and have these kind of conversations so that we're getting each other to think, we're upholding each other in some way, some shape or form, no matter how small, you know, and it has an impact on your life.
Yes, and healing as well, just on what Akatu was saying, for you to be able to heal by the day, you need to be able to let go of, you know, and be open-minded to letting go of all these things, memories, you know, and all those things that keep you dwelling in the same state of mind. Mm. You know, it's very important to be open-minded to that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Red Lips.
Red Lips.
Uh-huh. Well, so am I to comment on the last caller? Or
No. Feel free. What's on your mind?
Personally, I have been a prisoner of my past before. I think that's exactly what the last caller is going through.
Okay.
He is still a prisoner of his past.
Mm.
And most of the time, it's because we feel entitled, like we are supposed to be with this person. That is how it's supposed to be.
Mm.
But I came to realize that is not how it's supposed to be.
Mm.
Because this person is just getting on with life and I'm here wasting my time. And I try to figure it out. Does this person care? If this person cares, would this person have left me like this? I once had someone I was ready to even do more. I did everything I could for. And the person she cared about was somebody who was actually school and I was making some cash. I was into one or two. I was making cash and he was out of school. He had school issues and he was frustrated and like depressed. And I told him, okay, come and stay with me so you can just get over this stuff. Take jump again and up on all. Bros, now this boy, this girl can they run for you? I couldn't even imagine it. How is this possible? And she doesn't care even if he has nothing. That's the funny part. She doesn't even care even if he has nothing. Mm. He's the one she wants and she would go for him.
Mm.
And I was feeling entitled and it almost killed me. So I got to realize that it's not your right for anybody to be with you. It's not your right for anybody. No matter how you like somebody, if the person doesn't like you, you cannot convince the person. And the moment you know that, it's not you that would make somebody stay with you. So when the person leaves, you don't blame yourself. You don't keep yourself there. You tell yourself, it's because this person doesn't like me. And most of the time, there are so many people who would love you 100 times more. But because you are locked in that prison, you don't want to let yourself come out. That is when it becomes trauma, it becomes depression.
An interesting fact is we don't even always know what is best for us. You know, you can love something or love someone completely and that person or that thing is the worst thing for you, you know, and you just can't see it. For whatever reason, you know, because you're so involved, you know, it's only when you have that third party perspective that your friend will even come and tell you that, I didn't want to tell you because your eye never cleared that year. Now, let me tell you what I really think of this person. You know, that kind of thing. Because people around you might not even tell you the truth because of how they think you might react. Or, you know, there's this whole perception that, you know, you don't say some certain things or don't put your mouth there. Or, you understand? And all those kind of perspectives. And so because of that, we don't tell each other the truth. You know, we got bunches. We got so many phone calls coming through. I feel like we need to take a few more. Let's hear what Lagos is thinking. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I think I just want to say something. Like the last caller was feeling bad about a broken up relationship. I think it shows clearly that money can't really buy love, no matter how much money you have.
Hmm.
And people also get depressed when they are rejected or when you are faced with lack of love, like when you get jilted or depression, or even from parents, when they look down on their child or people you expect to show you love. When you don't get that love, you could go into a kind of depression. Mm. Children do it. Children go into a series of weeks of sadness. When, for example, they lose the love of their parents for one reason or the other. So, yes, rejection and lack of love could trigger off depression.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
It's not money. It's not money. Money can buy you love.
Very true. Thank you so much for that position. A very, very strong point, because we do tend to spend a lot of time thinking about things like money or physical things, where something just as simple as rejection, you know, and how a child or even a person, we sometimes reject our partners, you know, for whatever reason. You're just not in the mood to hear any story. You're not in the mood to perform any massage. You're not in the mood to do some certain things, you know, and, you know, and that could trigger, you know. In fact, an earlier caller said, you know, words are like eggs, you know, once you throw them, you know, they break and you can't do anything about them, you know, it's that sort of thing. So we need to be more careful about what we say to people, you know, because we have no idea, you know. It's like you're chipping at a stone. At one point it's going to break and you don't know which chip you are in somebody's life. So make sure that you're not providing any chips and you're certainly not the chip that makes someone, you know, fall into that state, sort of thing. Yes, Swags.
Speaking of depression, especially regarding to companionship, I think depression is an existential crisis, and we all have to. That's why I say we should have an approach to life that is different. Because we've talked about money and everything, but yes, this has come to real life. Because when we look at it, money is what we want. Like money cars, you know, but it's not really what we need. And then this thing protects me from what I want. And this also applies in relationships as well, because there's a kind of like spec, there's a search parameter that people have when it comes to companionship. Like, I want this kind of guy. So it's what they want, but it's not really what they need. And loads of ladies are using these search parameters to look further, while other guys are using these parameters to follow. They are using their own parameters to follow those girls who don't want those guys that are following them. So it's really a complicated issue if you look at it. That's why some people can't match. Relationship is quite very complicated. And when you talk about love stuff, it looks like in Nigerian relationships that there's no love, that people are just trying to strike this balance of tolerance, understanding, blah blah blah. So I'm saying people, when it comes to being depressed about partners and all that, I say you just calm down. I say you just try to reshape your life in another form. And if you see somebody who actually likes you, try to make it work. Because if you go after people who don't like you, and people do it a lot, everybody wants this particular person. This person that likes, I don't like them. I don't think you should always just try and try to engage, you know, try to make things work within somebody that actually likes you. Because they've actually shown interest. Some people have been pursuing one girl for 2 years.
Pursuing?
Yes, man. They have been chasing the same girl. I mean, and the girl is not even interested. Same applies to some girls. Hey, I want this person.
I don't think anybody wants.
Is it possible when it comes to depression, can you ever just get over it? Can that be something that you can even just prescribe? Because it seems to be that whole, you know, you're depressed and can't you just get over it? What do you think about that? Is that not possible?
If you're sad, you can snap out of it. If you're in a depressed if something depresses you, fine. But if you're in a state of depression, you need help. It's like that being in a well and, you know, someone is saying, get out of it now, climb out now. You need help. You need a hand to get out of it.
You need a rope. You need a ladder. You need something.
Yeah. You're not going to do it alone. Like, the help, you're not going to just lie back and someone is just going to die. No. You're going to have to do stuff on your, you know, in... to get the help, to be helped or to raise a hand. But it's not the type that you'll be like, oh, you know what, let me just buy a car or get into another relationship or get some money and then voila, I'm automatically feeling better. It's actually a mental state. It's a mental illness, you know, and it needs to be cured.
Okay, we still got so many calls coming through. Let's take a few. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, guys.
Hello. Could you please turn your radio down a bit?
Yeah, I'm about to do that.
Okay, thank you so much. Hello.
Yeah, this is Margaret. Hi, Vegas.
Hi, Margaret. Yes, what's your take?
Please, I have an observation, but it's more like a complaint, right? Please, would you do something about some callers?
Okay, some callers.
Like, please, yeah, how to control your conversations. When it's too lengthy, it's frustrating when you're frantically making efforts to call.
Okay, fair enough.
And contribute.
Apologize for that. Yes.
All right, yeah. Oh, I called last week for the first time.
Okay, yes.
Now I want to ask the question. What do you guys think gave rise to feminism?
What gave rise to feminism?
Yeah, but if you may not have an answer to that, now let me go on. I feel it was as a result of depression. Why am I saying this? I'm going to debunk a notion, a concept someone is carrying, that women don't get depressed as much as men do. I don't think that's true.
Okay.
That maybe women get depressed. The depression of women is as a result of is more emotional. That's not true. Like, I'm visually impaired, all right? Now, how do I cope? As a visually impaired woman, how do I cope in a male-dominated society? No, let me even say, okay, women who are not living with disability first, coping in a male-dominated society like mine, all right, where there's more privilege, male privilege, you see an opportunity, you see something that is a dream, you have a target, but there's this glass ceiling that is a barricade, that is just like they put it as a boundary or like Yeah, it's like a boundary that you cannot go beyond this level. Well, you know you can do it, but you're being deprived. You see? So that is what is even more depressing than that. Okay, I'm without sight. I'm well learned, I'm exposed, but I'm not given the opportunity to showcase what I can do. What's more depressing than that? And then you see a situation where you want something, and you know this thing is, okay, you are capable, like you're qualified, but there are men out there who just practically want to take advantage of you as a woman with disability. They're just trying to tell you that, look, before you can get this thing, you need to do this. Other people do it, or other ladies do it, so you have to do it. And so you're being denied all those opportunities. So how about that? Is that not depressing enough? So I don't agree with that person who says women don't go through depression as much as men do. There are women who, okay, and again, another thing I hate in this part of the world is a woman who is sexually expressive, she's being judged. There are a lot of things that, you know, the woman is just being, she's just being kept at that receiving, she's at the receiving end of so many things. Barbaric concepts that are not progressive, counterproductive to the woman, that are, you know, destructive. So you see a woman faces a lot of criticism. You want to be sexually expressive. You say, okay, I don't want to get married. It's my choice. They're like, is this one normal? What's this depressing as much as, you know, depressing as that? So I don't see that in this part of the world where you have a lot of psychopathic men. I'm sorry to say. A lot of men in this part of the world are very psychopathic. Yes. It's just because of the orientation they've had growing up. So they just feel that a woman behaving in a certain type of way that just tells you that, look, I refuse to be subjugated. I'm well exposed. I'm equal to the task. What you know, I equally know. So I don't feel I should, be obligated. Like, you know, this is your entitlement mentality. I don't think it's good for me. I just want to be myself. Allow me to be expressive. And the man is very uncomfortable with that. And he feels you're rude, you are a revoltive or bossy woman that he can't just be with you. So what's as depressing as that? So there are many things, you understand, that women go through, especially because this is a male-dominated society.
Yes,
so it's very depressing. That's more, as in, is depressing enough that I exist in a male-dominated society.
All right, thank you so much for that contribution. Unfortunately, this is also a male-dominated show. We apologize for that in itself as well.
But I agree with Margaret, man. Like, basically, what she's really trying to say is oppression, you know, is one strong indicator for depression.
Of course, I mean, even when Akatu reeled off a list of all kinds of things that women go through in relation to men that sort of, you know, tilted the scales in their favor, things like, you know, pregnancy, you know, all kinds of
women
issues. Women
are twice as likely
to get depressed, you know, but
So she was wrong. The last caller was wrong, period.
Well, I wouldn't say I wouldn't say she was wrong. But you're coming from the stance that she was saying that we are supporting that men are the ones that are going through more depression than women. But obviously there are all kinds of opinions. Obviously there are all kinds of opinions going on here, you know, that may not necessarily reflect the collective opinion. I don't think there's even a collective opinion anyway. Some people think that men are more depressed and some people think that women are more depressed, you know, fair enough.
You know what?
But at the end of the day, the bottom line is really that we need to respect each other as individuals and respect the fact that, you know, we all have different reasons for being depressed. And we actually need to spend more time empathizing and finding out why different sectors of people or different genders or different biographical class structures or whatever, all these things, why do they exist, and evaluate the root causes of how they can be affecting depression on some level or the other. Someone just sent in a message real quick. Let me just read this out.
The caller.
Okay, yeah.
That caller, again, he's still on my mind. If you need to chat, you need to reach out, please reach out to me on Instagram at the very minimum, Mr_Southern_Cross, and we can have a conversation about these things. I think too often we think men are a lot stronger than we actually are. We put us in this Superman status and we forget that we're humans. And the things that we're going through, and the certain things he was saying, that were resonating quite strongly to me, my own view. Men, women, it doesn't matter who anyone is. But it's important to understand that we all go through a lot of struggles. There's a lot of problems, and these problems have different levels of intensity to different people.
For me, the way Torpedo's analogy is really what coins it perfectly for me. It's like being in a well, you know. And when you're in a well, you know, there are all kinds of people standing at the top of the well, and they're like, you know, come out now. It's easy, just jump. You know, whatever it is. And yeah, they're looking up and like, guy, I mean, I can't climb out. You know what I mean? And you need help. You need some kind of help. You need a ladder, you need a rope, you need some kind of support to actually come out of that well. But there's the issue of, first of all, some guys don't realize they're in a well. You know, some people don't even want to come out of the well. You know, some people don't even know what a well is. You know, there are all kinds of things that are being dealt with within.
Well.
Do you understand?
So
in fact, it's just not well. You understand? So, you know how these things are. But, you know, and we got a few comments coming in on WhatsApp. Let me just read this last comment. Seems quite insightful. Someone says, I think depression is bigger than lack, rejection, or deprivation. Depression is deeper than all of these things. People should make an effort to keep their thoughts in check. Watch what you feed your mind and how you view adversity that you may be going through. Depression is a mind thing. You should train your mind to see the good in any disappointment. I like that ending. Train your mind to see the good in any disappointment. We can do better by just realizing things would fall in place just at the right time. No matter the setbacks and mistakes, the bad decisions and all, you can make a fresh start. I love that. You can always... I think that's something that is very, very powerful and is very, very important. And to be honest, it's what has sustained, I believe, you know, some of the best relationships, right? The fact that you can always have a fresh start. You know, if you have that as a perspective, that at any point in time that you like or that you want, you can start over. You know, you can completely reinvent yourself. You know, you just take that mental decision that, you know what, I'm gonna just start it over. We had these fights, we've had these issues or whatever it is, and it's built up to this point. You know what, let's just start afresh. And you know, on one side, it might look as if that's impossible. How do you forget? How do you forgive and forget, or how do you move on or whatever it is? But really, it's actually a mental state. The same way you can mentally decide that this guy, I'm going to hate you for the rest, I'm never going to forgive you. I'm never. There's nothing you can. No, sorry, you tell me. I'm never going to forgive you. It's the same way you could have that same level of conviction that, you know what, I am always going to forgive you. I'm always going to have a fresh start. I'm always going to do this. We don't channel enough positive aggression. You know, we have the negative aggression. We don't have that positive that no matter what, I'm going to make sure that I love you. I will love you to you. I can't love you again. We don't have that. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to I will hate you and destroy you. You know, sort of thing. But yeah.
Can I say something, Femi?
Yes, Ems.
Hello?
Yes, Ems, I'm with you.
Yeah. First of all, but what I want to say is this. Heartbreak and blah, 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 blah. I'll just say that, you see, there are different ways. People have their coping mechanisms. People have people to talk to, this and that. Like the last person that, you know, had a lot of things to say, is beyond just saying, train your mind, blah, blah, blah. No. The person needs help. Help them train their mind. Be there. Call them. Listen to them. Because, see, look, this thing is just absence. That is all. It's just absence. And guess what? Sometimes people just need a sense of belonging. The fact that you call, the fact that you check on them, this and that, it all matters to them. And also, there's no coping mechanism. Allow yourself to bleed. It's like a wound. Stay opened up and let it heal. Because the more you try to like consciously, you know, cope with this, cope with that, you know, guess what? You're enslaving yourself. That is all. Because you are doing it because of the same problem. Just let somebody be there for you. Try and talk to people, this and that. And don't necessarily think of consciously distracting yourself. Allow yourself to bleed. Allow yourself to just let it go. Because why? If this thing happens naturally, if you are human enough to feel heartbroken, to feel absence, then guess what? You are human enough to let it go away that same way. It's like diffusion. It's going to be concentrated somewhere and it's then going to go off finally. That's what I'll just say. And people should be there for each other. People should call when they know their friends have problems and all of that. So you know, I just suggest that, you know, at the end of the show, if we can all drop our handles, it would be helpful to a couple of persons.
Of course, because the beautiful thing about a show like this or about generally having conversations about issues is at the end of the day, you know, not everything works the same way for everybody. You know, so there are going to be some methods of coping that don't work for some people. There are going to be some methods that work for some people. And it's by sharing these ideas or these concepts or how we've dealt with these things that people then start to get new ideas of how to also perhaps deal with these things. Because not everybody has someone to call. Not everybody even has credit to call. Not everybody has a phone. You know, I mean, there are all kinds of factors and all kinds of things, and people still have to live. People still have to deal with these issues. So there have to be small morsels of content that people can take away from this and be like, you know what? I don't have any friends. I don't have any credit. I don't have data. But you know what? Just by personally doing my best to change my mindset or, you know, or reading certain things or taking my mind off by doing certain things or addressing this problem or whatever it is, you know, finding what works for you. So there has to be some sort of experimentation process to even evaluate what's even your state of mind. Not many people even reflect on their day or reflect on their life, as in sit down and look back and say, okay, what did I did today, you know, I spoke to the person, was I rude or not, was I a good person or not? Not many people do that, and it's such an important aspect of life. I personally feel that you spend time reflecting on what has happened in your life, you know, and then, you know, that in a sense would dictate how you move forward, just having you know, those thoughts.
Another thing is we are in control of our thoughts, right? So if you do not have the right mindset, you would find yourself falling into depression, just like what Emma was saying earlier on about frustration. You just get frustrated over and over and over again, and then you find yourself in depression. Yeah, so it is very, very important that we feed our thoughts with positive things. You know, think, just be in control of your thoughts, because once your thoughts start to wander, and then you just find yourself in places where you don't want to find yourself, and then by the time you discover how far gone you are, it's very difficult for you to get out, you know. So let's start feeding ourselves with motivate ourselves, give ourselves like good thoughts, you know, watch things that would help you get out of thoughts that would lead you into depression, right? And it's very important for people to also know that life is full of challenges. It's not going to stop, right? It's not until when some people should stop tying their happiness or state of mind to specific things. Oh, when I have money, I'll be happy. I will not be depressed. Or when I'm married, I will not be depressed. But it's not true, right? There are other things that could cause depression, and the earlier you get a hold of yourself, or you're in control of your thoughts, the easier it becomes.
Yeah, I mean, just to buttress what Jimmy was saying, that element of feeding your thoughts is actually very, 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 very critical, in the sense that, you know, I've seen a lot of studies and done a lot of research on, like, just even something like, let's go slightly off, something like pornography, for example. If you spend a lot of time watching porn, how you see intimate relations and how you see sex, how you see women or men or whatever, it changes over time. You know, and it's a subconscious thing that builds up inside. It's a subconscious thing that builds up inside you. So, for example, if you spend your time, you know, watching things that are depressing, you know, or putting yourself in depressing states or that sort of thing, you will end up, you know, feeling like they say, misery loves company. You know, that,
I have a question though. I look at depression as an illness, like you have malaria fever, but it's mental. It's a mental sickness. So it's like if you have fever, you tell yourself, oh, great thoughts, get out of it, jog hard, take vitamins. You are ill.
Doesn't work.
You're sick. The reason why we're talking about it is because it's mental. People cannot see. If you have a fever, the symptoms will directly tell you, and your body will not feel right. But because it's mental, you just know that you're not feeling. So some of the symptoms are the ones you've described.
Can I tell you why I don't completely agree with you? It's because this is why I feel. I feel that depression is in different levels and there's different degrees. Just like even with malaria or other illnesses, there's different degrees. There's some malaria you get of like nothing to happen. You go to work and just that mental state gets rid of the malaria. Nothing to happen. Then there's some malaria that no matter the nothing to happen you say, it will hold you down.
Malaria.
Yes.
You know when people get high temperature and they say they're malaria.
No. I'm talking about placebo. You've heard about the placebo effect. Let's apply that now in practical terms. Where you can be feeling ill, you know that you're ill. You've been tested, you've been told that you are ill. Right, but your mental state and how you deal with it allows you to get better or allows there to be certain improvements. Right now, there's some illnesses. There's some illnesses that you get. Maybe you broke your hand. Maybe an illness. But there's some certain things that can happen to you that the depth of how it happens, your mental power is not enough to overcome it. You need some additional support. So in terms of depression, I feel that there's some layers of early stage depression where you can actually get out of it by just reshaping the way you see something. So you might be depressed because your mindset tells you that your happiness is dependent on, okay, this person is succeeding and I need to succeed. Just by switching mindset where someone tells you that it's not about success, maybe it's about spirituality, it's about God, you know, it's about, you know, becoming a better person and it's not about how much money you have. Just by buying into that thought process can shift your depression state. Is what I feel. For example,
is that depression or sadness?
I still think it's levels. There's sadness that enters.
Bipolar instance. Now, he's suffering from bipolarism.
Yes. Yeah?
Now, are you telling me now that guy can decide that, okay, you know what, let me think
that's
about
an
it.
Example. That's an example of something that is much deeper. Because when you have a bipolar disorder, you know, you don't have any control of things like your mood swings. I mean, Kanye West, for example, is the most popular quote-unquote bipolar person that is known in popular, whatever. You know, and obviously recently he had a speech where, but even within that, anyway, that's a whole other subject. But even within the speech where they said that he was talking nonsense, he said some very deep yarns there that was not posted, that was not shown on social media. Do you understand? For whatever reason, you understand? They say one man's madman is another man's genius or whatever. Anyway, still on the matter.
See,
yes, Red Lips.
Okay, I just wanted to say something. The depression, like Femi was saying, can help yourself. You can help yourself come out of depression. Believe me, it mustn't be somebody helping you.
Hold on. Don't get me wrong, before you join my boat, know the boats that I'm inside.
Okay, let me.
You guys running a canoe right there.
What I said was, there are different levels of depression. Right? So there's some in-depth levels of depression where you will need medication as well as therapy in order to get out of. Facts.
Yes.
This is my opinion, right? And then there's some levels of depression where you don't need that. It's just a case of a conversation.
That's what I want to say, because if they have to go through the testing process, do you know how many Nigerians will be tested positive for depression? No, that was exactly where I was going to. Do you think we are all just going to get so depressed and we are not going to move on? What I got to understand also about depression is that your upbringing, things you've been through in life, and your orientation determines if you would so much remain in depression or if you would struggle to come out.
Of course.
Some people have never seen that part of life. Some people have never been rejected since they were born. Mm. Some people have never wanted something and not get it since they were born.
Mm. Mm.
So when they experience such and it triggers depression, it's like there is no way out.
Mm. Mm.
But there are people who have seen the worst of this since they were growing up. It's just normal. And when they get depressed for such reasons, sometimes it's just something they will just outgrow or they will just overcome. It's like the immune system. They've boosted their immune system of in the sense of depression is already used to such situation.
No, I get you. I can identify what you're saying completely. Just to buttress your point, you know, the psychologists that tell you the power of saying no. You know, so if you're a child, you know, they tell you, for example, that as a parent, you need to tell your child no. Yeah, because if you don't, you're going to have a child who later on in life, when he gets told no, doesn't know how to react or respond to that quote unquote rejection. Just to use the example that we're saying, you know, so if you have a child that hasn't been taught rejection, loss, you know, being told no, has not experienced disappointment, it's going to affect them heavily when they experience it at an older age. When you get to, I want to work in this company, they tell you no, and you just can't comprehend that, wow. I can't work here.
You know what I mean? And there's no way out.
And there's, you know, you realize you can't do anything about it. Your daddy's not there to buy his way out of it or whatever solution he had been providing all your life. And, you know, and things just don't work out. Unfortunately, we've only got, 6 minutes before we have TG Banks coming on the show. Let's just take maybe a couple more calls. Call us, please. We're only going to give you 20 seconds. Let's know what your thoughts are on depression. Number again, once again, 0700-993-993-993. Once again, 0700-993-993-993. Let's hear a couple more views. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, good morning. Please, I'm Lisa Augustine.
Hi, Augustine. Please make it quick. 30 seconds. Go. What's on your mind?
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. I'm calling with respect to the man who had a heartbreak. I don't know. There was actually a number I wanted to share with him. Someone that I feel you could call. I don't know if you're okay.
Yes, go for it. Go for it. Yep.
Okay. The number is 080.
Okay. 00.
660.
660.
755.
755.
30. 30. Yeah, the name is Fensela Daniels. But just to add, one thing about the depressed, like what was rightly said, is this. They know their problems. That's why when you start talking with them, you see that you can talk with them for up to 5 hours, and they will just be talking and talking for 5 hours. They know that they have a problem, but the problem is they just like they're in a well, like was rightly stated, they know they can't come out of it. So if you come with all this mechanical, your power is in your hands, that is for people who need to prevent it from happening. But for those who are already in it, especially for long, it only makes it worse for them. So he needs therapy. Therapy there's already a proven method, technique, strategy, because some people in coping detach from themselves. When I talk of detach, they create a disconnect from themselves. So you see people who carry out self-destructive behaviors, self-sabotage, and all these kind of things. They turn the energy on themselves and punish themselves.
Okay. Sorry to cut you off. We're just going to have to take a few more calls. Yes, hello. Good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Margaret, I called
up. Hi, Margaret. Yes, we let Margaret through again. Where's my Shakira? Yes, tell us your topic, your take. 30 seconds.
I called to correct an impression. I was not saying you guys had the notion. I said there was a particular color with that concept.
Oh, I see.
And women don't get depressed as much as men.
Okay. Fair enough. Apologies for throwing you under the bus, if you see.
Then one of you said he wants to reach out to me. Can I air my number?
Tonight is all about numbers, I guess. Or send us a message at do not drop the mic.
Well, I'm only on WhatsApp. I'm not across all social media platforms. You know, visually impaired persons cannot do Instagram.
I see. Yes. Okay, yes. Okay, tell us your number. Tell us your number. It's fine. I mean, if you don't mind someone calling you, a random person that hears your number.
No, I know how to deal with that. 070.
Okay, 070.
63.
63.
81.
81. 33. Was it 33 or
36?
36.
56.
070.
Okay. 63.
Yep.
81.
Yep.
36.
Yep.
56.
Excellent.
Please tell him, he can send his Instagram handle there. Maybe I'll forward it to my cousin to check him out, and maybe I'll reach him via Instagram.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in.
If you want to reach me via WhatsApp, I'm on WhatsApp with the same contact.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for calling in. Well, we got loads of people on the show. I think maybe it was Akatu or M's. M's? Yes, most likely M's. So M's will probably...
Let him identify.
Okay. Hello?
That's M's.
Yes, okay. Yeah, it's M's. All right, so Margaret, thank you so much. M's will probably give you a call. And yes, of course, anyone on the show, you can reach out to any of us. Yeah, quickly, what are your social media handles? Just so that everyone can catch up with us. Yes. M's, how can we find you on social media? Real quick, we've only got 2 minutes.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at _E_M_Z_ Allergy Boy.
Wow. A lot of scores are happening under. Yes, Torpedo.
Under the score.
Okay, at Torpedo Moscow, T-O-R-P-E-D-O Moscow. That's it.
Excellent. Yes. Akatsu.
Mr._Southern_Cross. Excellent. We do a lot of underscores here, don't we?
Yes, indeed. Red Lips, who are you scoring?
The man with no underscore. On Instagram, at MC, then Red Lips. MC Red Lips.
MC Red Lips. That's it. Yem Swags, how can we find you?
Yeah, you can find me at Swags20, SWAGZ20. Yeah.
Swags 20. Fantastic. Thank you guys so much for tuning in the show. And of course, we'll catch you same time next week. Where